And we are not far away from Colour Tumby. Yes, it is coming up very soon. And Amy from Tumby Council is super excited, aren't you, Amy?
Oh, I'm very excited, Keith.
The street art is going to be complemented with quite a few very, very big international artists as well.
Yeah, that's right. We have a really impressive lineup this year. We've got a couple of favourites to Tumby Bay, Smug and Deviate, whose work we absolutely love here. They've been here before in festivals and we are so pleased that they're coming back. Then we have a couple of new artists coming as well. So Danielle Weber and Loretta Lizio, they have amazing work. You can check it out on colourtumby.com. Another artist with a really unique style, Sean Liu, he does some amazing stuff with a nod to history. So that'll be really cool to watch as well.
And you do have a great track record when it does come to attracting the very best.
That's right, that's right. And it's exciting because each of these artists bring their own following. So there are lots of people all over the world watching these artists, and whenever they go somewhere and create, people are watching. So all eyes will be on Tumby very soon.
Certainly will be. Speaking with Amy Williams from Tumby Bay Council about Colour Tumby coming up very, very soon on the March long weekend. And things will kick off on the Friday night. Are you going to get all dressed up for Fizzy Pop?
I certainly am. They were so much fun last year, and they're bringing back another fringe show to us to kick off the festival on the Friday night. And an exciting thing for Port Lincoln people who love Fizzy Pop, they're no stranger to the EP, a favourite party band. We've got a bus running from Port Lincoln to Tumby, so if you're wanting to enjoy your night and don't want to drive home afterwards, EP bus charters will do it for you. So when you go and get your tickets for Fizzy Pop, you can do that via colourtumby.com. There's tickets involving a bus as well.
And if you're not going to have a big night at Fizzy Pop, the fun run is on the Saturday morning from 8 a.m.
Oh, it's early, isn't it? But yes, there are lots of people who are very excited about this fun run. It's a 5K along the beautiful Tumby Bay foreshore. That's supported by Electronet, and it's a brand new part to our festival. Really exciting.
And once you've done with the fun run, you can head along to the markets.
Yeah, last year we had some feedback that people wanted to see some markets on the Saturday as well as the Sunday while they're having a look at the street art being created. So one of our market hubs is going to be activated on the Saturday from 10 till 2 across the road from the jetty. So come along and have a look at that and wander around and see the street art and hang around for the day, because later in the evening, if you come and bring the family down to the foreshore, bring a picnic, have a swim, there's a bluegrass gospel concert at the Lions Park that's free from 7:30, and then there'll be fireworks from 9 p.m, which is also new and really exciting.
And Amy, we were talking before about the Friday and the Saturday, but things really do come alive on the Sunday with the Cruisy Car Show.
That's right. From 9 a.m. down at the Tumby Bay Yacht Club, the car show, which everyone loves every year, but this year is going to be bigger. We've got our classic cars along the foreshore, which is just beautiful to see. Then breakfast, coffee. We've even got a mobile cocktail band this year.
Awesome.
Yeah, live music from EP band The President's Men. Everyone loves them. And fingers crossed, dancing is back by then, because we will have a dance floor ready for those who like their rock and roll dancing as well. Very cool. We may even see Frankie J. Holden and Wilbur Wild come and make an appearance down there. They love their old cars and their rock and roll music. So they might come down before their fringe show on Sunday evening.
Very keen to talk about Frankie J and Wilbur Wild, but before we get there, the markets will still be running with hub areas as well?
Yeah, that's right. The markets are in three other hub areas as well as the car show, so you can follow the trail around Tumby Bay with street art, markets, food and wine. There are some fringe street artists around the place. There's balloons for the kids, there's a bouncy castle, there's face painting, there's absolutely something for everyone. So it's just worth coming along, grabbing a map and just getting around all the different spots and having a look. 10 till 2 on Sunday, March 13th.
And you've still got the Stobie Pole art with three local schools to be on display.
Yeah, that's right. SA Power Networks has sponsored our festival this year as a major sponsor. They also asked the local schools to work on some designs for Stobie Pole art. So they gave them a theme of the power of possibility, and they're working very hard on these designs. It'll be great to see what they come up with.
Very much looking forward to that. Speaking this morning with Amy Williams from Tumby Bay Council about Colour Tumby coming up on the March long weekend, and plenty of sponsors getting on board for the weekend as well, Amy.
Yeah, and this is just so cool to see, because for so many years, local businesses have supported Kalatumbi Street Art Festival, and now it's become a wider festival. We're also seeing some support from further afield. So we're really thankful to have SA Tourism Commission coming on board this year, Electronet supporting the fun run, Shannon's Insurance supporting the Crazy Car Show, and these kind of investments, along with the federal funding from Festivals Australia of the street art itself, it's just a real boost to the town, and it kind of shows us that we're doing something right for the community and for tourism in general in South Australia.
And, of course, we cannot forget Wilbur Wild and Frankie J. Holden with their Fringe show on the Sunday evening. Are you going to be heading along to that, or are you going to be worn out after Fizzy Pop?
I'll be worn out, but I won't be missing that either. It'll be a great show. I can't wait.
We are so looking forward to Kalatumbi coming up on the March long weekend, March 11 to 14. Thank you very much, Amy, and we will chat again when you've had a chance to recover.
Yeah, thank you. And just don't forget, all the details are on kalatumbi.com.